That's his buck.
Now, would you use that around the ladies?
Yes, that would go around the ladies' buck. Sheep buck, yeah. They wouldn't call it a male sheep, but I think it would just be a buck.
And the female is called a?
A ewe.
And you raise sheep for its?
For wool, yeah. For the wool. And for the mutton.
Meat. And the male hog is called?
That'd be a boar.
And
you might use that to call that a male hog around women. But you go to these sales and women are there, they don't pay no attention to that today, nowadays anymore. Some of those women even sit at these fine sales and buy these bulls and male hogs.
What's the female hog called then?
It's a gilt, a sow, or a gilt. Gilt is for it if it ever had any pigs, and sow is when it has pigs.
Mm-hmm. And some of these, what's a general word for all the animals, male, female, of the pig family? Would you call them pigs or hogs or young and old? You say you've got a lot.
Shoats, yeah. Young shoats.
That's the little ones?
That would be.
Babies.
Well, pigs would be smaller pigs. Shoats would be growing, more grown. Young shoats would be.
Mm-hmm. But you're going to say a term that would include gelts and sows and boars and all of them, you say, well, there are a bunch of hogs out there.
Yeah, turning the hogs out in the field.
Uh-huh. And some hogs have sharp
tusks.
And on the back of the neck, they have, when they get mad, it stands up, the hair.
Their hair stands up, the bristles. Hair bristles, back of the head.
And you said a while ago that you pour the slop into the
picture off the slop barrel. Well, we had a slop barrel, you know, at home, and we milked quite a few cows, and after the milk was separated, my father, they'd wash the screen separator and throw all the waste milk and into the slop barrel, and then when father would feed the pigs in the evening or morning, he'd slop the hogs. He'd take slop bucket and take it out of the barrel and pour it in the trough, slop the hogs.
Okay, and the cry that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
Well, its calf is bawling.
And the cow during feeding time makes a noise,
well, she's bawls for her feed.
And during feeding time, the horse
nickers for his feed.
And the, what do you call a hen that's trying to
cackle? Or cluck, and it's calling her chicks, cluck?
No, when the hen's trying to hatch her eggs.
Oh.
She's a, what kind of a, she's a, would you call a setting hen, a hatching
setting
hen?
Setting hen, yeah.
Do you ever call that a cluck?
Well, yes, it's been called a cluck.
Now the, place that you keep the chickens overnight?
That'd be the hen house. Hen roost or hen house.
And you would, what's the crate that you'd put the hens in to take them to market?
Chicken coop, we'd call it hen coop, chicken coop.
And the bone that the children like to get when they're eating chicken?
Is a wishbone. I guess that's it.
Would you talk about it being chore time or fodder time or feeding time or?
Well, we call it more chore time, to go do the chores, we would call it.
Chore time?
Chore time, yeah.
Do you have a term for the edible insides of a calf or a pig, all of the things together, sort of, for example, that you'd eat the liver and the heart and all these pieces, a general term for it, like chitlins, haslet?